The Alaska Department of Fish and Game will be turning its focus on the pink salmon run as the sockeye run winds down. Despite conservation concerns at the beginning of the season and lackluster runs in the southeast, the Stikeen sockeye run looks poised for a strong finish. Area management biologist Scott Forbes says the Tall-Tail River Weir, which is the main source for Stikeen sockeye, has enough fish through to meet this year's minimum escapement goal. He says, with a couple of weeks left in the run, the biggest concerns are the main stem fish.
The main stem sockeye and the Stikeen are just kind of everything that don't fall into the Taltan Tuya category, so all the little systems that are all up and down the river. And right now, it looks like the main stem run is not quite as strong as it was forecasted to be, but it's still early on, and it appears we're going to be close to meeting our minimum escapements there as well.
As for pinks, Forbes says the run will be on the rebound following last year's dismal returns. He says this year's solid harvest numbers are more marketable.
The northern southeast harvest forecast for the entire season is somewhere just shy of 14 million pinks, and the southern southeast is right around 27 million. So the forecast of 41 million, which was the preseason forecast for pink salmon, looks like it's right on the dot right now.
Forbes says more areas will open up for seiners in districts 5 and 6 during the pink run, while the gill netters will have more time to fish in districts 6 and 8. He says so far the southern southeast numbers for pinks are looking pretty solid. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.